So a member of the public reported that they had seen a number of dead Hooper swans in a field, an agricultural field, at Carrigan's there in Donegal. We were made aware of it, and a staff member from our Donegal office, Daniel Maloney, went out to the site with the local MPWS ranger to investigate and to see what had happened. And it was quite obvious that a number of swans, at the time it was 15 Hooper swans, had collided, and it seems to be over a period of about 2 weeks, collided with the power lines and died, and they were dead in the field. After that, we got in touch with the ESB, and the ESB have been liaising with ourselves and with MPWS in trying to fix the problem over the weekend. They would tighten the power lines and they put up some extra flight diverters, which are little things that hang on the power lines to try and warn the swans away when they're flying past. Unfortunately, over the weekend, at least two swans have hit the power lines again and died, unfortunately. So it's an ongoing situation that we're continuing to try to address with the ESB.
So is there a fear that more swans, more birds could be electrocuted by these power lines?
Yes, so it seems that the birds are feeding on, in the field is late barley, late harvested barley, so it's kind of spilt grain that the swans are feeding in, and they're there in unusually high numbers. Usually there are Hooper swans in that area, but it seems to be hundreds more than usual. And as I said, over the weekend, more swans have hit it, and it seems quite likely to keep happening until we find the right way to address the situation.